Today's topic is the pig butchering scam. I will unveil this deception with an overview on its growing popularity. Traditionally, it might conjure images related to the agricultural industry. In the context of fraud, though, it refers to a long con where scammers groom their victims over time, building a relationship and trust before eventually convincing them to part with large sums of money. So without further ado, I'll butcher this scam typology and break it down for you. I'll share an explanation of how scammers assist victims in setting up wallets with legitimate exchanges. The scam exploits the complexity and novelty of cryptocurrency transactions, which many people may not fully understand. It starts with building trust and connection. One scheme is where the scammer creates a fake persona, often portraying themselves as an ideal romantic partner. They initiate contact with the victim through online dating platforms and social media sites. And then over time, the scammer invests their efforts in building a deeper emotional connection with the victim. They may share personal stories, photographs, and intimate details about their life to start to establish the trust. Now, you might be thinking, but isn't that reasonably normal in today's society to do that? And this is where individuals are encouraged to sort of think further, because yes, these actions can be deemed normal for some people. Personal boundaries and behaviors have changed due to the frequent use of apps like Tinder. Sharing information and exposing private matters with strangers has become a far more common practice. However, it's more a matter of timing. Too much too soon information and no due diligence is certainly just one red flag. The social engineering is well planned out, which at the early stages may not be too obvious for some people. For many reasons, vulnerable people can be lonely and have dreams and ambitions just like anybody else. Or there's the thrill seeker who needs this kind of excitement. This would need to be judged on a case-by-case situation because there's so many reasons. The result is that it's happening far too often. Even today as we speak, it's one of the most successful routes for the scammers. Case studies have shown that it's only after an individual reflects on the scam that they become aware of how naive they were. So it's very important and wise to learn from other people's mistakes. My aim isn't to lecture on the psychology of dating, but to educate where the crypto scam plays its role. Another approach is where the scammer reaches out to the potential victim through, say, social media or messaging apps, presenting and enticing investment opportunities in cryptocurrencies. They may also impersonate a trusted figure or present a very convincing profile to gain the victim's trust. The scammer strategically introduces the elements of vulnerability into their narrative. They may claim to have faced hardship or tragedies in their past, and maybe they have financial struggles or health issues or family problems. I'm sure you get the picture. By sharing these vulnerabilities, the scammer elicits sympathy and compassion from the victim. That's their aim. It is to foster a sense of emotional intimacy and bonding. They may fabricate stories about urgent financial needs, such as medical bills, legal fees, or business investments, claiming that their current circumstances are preventing them from accessing their own funds. And then the scammer would use persuasive tactics, including like guilt tripping or promising future rewards, to convince the victim to send money or provide even access to their own financial accounts or wallet addresses. Either way, once a strong emotional bond is formed, the scammer gradually introduces requests for financial assistance. The scammer will assist the victim in setting up a wallet with a legitimate cryptocurrency exchange. Now, this step is designed to build further trust and introduce the victim to the process of handling cryptocurrency transactions to make them feel more comfortable and in control. You could be asking, so how does this play out in a everyday situation? So let's refer back to the romance case, where throughout the scam, the scammer maintains the illusion of a genuine romantic relationship, leveraging the emotional attachment they've cultivated with the victim. It's an important part. They may reassure the victim of their loving commitment, even as they continue to exploit their trust for financial gain. The scammer employs manipulation tactics like, imagine how good life could be once we're together. And all these are to deflect any doubts or concerns raised by the victim, so further perpetrating the deception. Once this has been achieved, their calculated technical process begins. The next move for the scammer is to introduce a fictitious website, and then the process of funneling cryptos into prepared wallets and accounts. After gaining the victim's trust and ensuring that they have the means to handle cryptocurrencies, the scammer introduces the victim to this fictitious investment platform or website. Now, these can look very professional and legitimate, often mimicking the design and functionality of well-known cryptocurrency exchanges and investment platforms. So the pig butchering technique, this involves breaking down large sums of money into smaller, less conspicuous transactions to evade detection and facilitate money laundering. It needs to come back in there. So in the romance scam, the scammer may request relatively small amounts of money initially, gradually increasing the request over time as the victim becomes more emotionally invested into the relationship. By incrementally extracting funds from the victim, the scammer avoids raising suspicion and prolongs the duration of the scam. So do you think this sounds all too obvious and too extreme to be true? Then wait for the rest, and I'll share a real-life case study just at the end. It's only a short one. So the scammer is now in a position to use a hot wallet. So you may now be asking, why is it called hot? The short answer is, a hot wallet is connected to the internet for quick and easy payments. An offline wallet is referred to as a cold wallet. I'll leave that for a different discussion because I don't want to come too far off of topic. So the hot wallet, it is ready. The scammer then instructs the victim to transfer cryptocurrency to a wallet associated with the fictitious site, which is promising the high returns of investment and the guaranteed profits, or exclusive access to cryptocurrency investment opportunities. Once the transaction is made, the scammer may manipulate the fictitious site to show fake profits, 200%, 300%, 500%, maybe more, or the investment growth. And it's sort of encouraging the victim to invest more money. The aim of the scammer is to mix legitimate cryptocurrency from the real exchange with the fraudulent scheme. The fictitious investment platform makes it particularly convincing, but unfortunately, very dangerous. So you may well be thinking, so where does the name pig butchering derive from? I'll explain the anatomy of the scam. Once the accumulation of, say, over 2,000 Bitcoin is in the hot wallet, is then split into hundreds of small wallets of around 15 Bitcoin each. Now, this process is then repeated to further obscure the origin of the funds. by splitting up again into more large and small wallets. The distribution of funds into small accounts could be for around 10 Bitcoins, and larger accounts could be for, say, 150 Bitcoin. So a much larger network of wallets is now established. Now, the criminal has the scam proceeds. They need to transfer some of it back into currency, but it's only useful if they can spend it or use it in some way. So that, so example would be, let's say mules are used to apply known money laundering techniques by placing the and cleaning the funds through the financial system with layering and integration techniques. Also sending some of the funds back to the original wallet for commingling purposes, which is to mix legitimate and illegitimate funds together. Now, this makes it harder to detect for the blockchain analytic tools and the reports and the investigations. The impact of such a scam on the victim and the cryptocurrency ecosystem is equally severe for both. So these losses can be life-changing and are usually irreversible, given the anonymous nature of cryptocurrencies. The methodical grooming process can lead to significant psychological trauma for victims. The betrayal of trust, especially over a period where a pseudo relationship is developed, this could trigger depression, anxiety, and a profound sense of violation. Victims may lose trust in digital platforms and become wary of genuine online relationships or legitimate investment opportunities, affecting their personal life and potentially limiting their encouragement and engagement with the digital economy. Scams like pig butchering tarnish also the reputation of the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They contribute to a perception of the crypto space as lawless and rife with scams, deterring new entrants and potential investors. A rise in such scams can lead to increased regulatory scrutiny and calls for tighter controls over cryptocurrency transactions. Now, while regulations are essential for consumer protection, overly stringent measures could stifle innovation and the growth of the sector. Large-scale scams can lead to sudden movements in the cryptocurrency markets, especially if scammers dump stolen assets on the market to release their gains. This can contribute to market volatility, affecting innocent traders and investors. So trust is a fundamental component in any financial system. Repeated scams can erode trust in cryptocurrency, making it harder for legitimate projects to attract investments and new users. So combating pig butchering scams requires a multifaceted approach, including better education for consumers about the risks of online investments, improved security measures by platforms, and enhanced cooperation between law enforcement agencies worldwide to trace and apprehend scammers. The legal implications and efforts to combat pig butchering scams, particularly in the realms of cryptocurrency, are complex and multifaceted. Reflecting the challenges of dealing with a relatively new and rapidly evolving threat, these scams often involve perpetrators and victims in different countries, complicating the legal action due to varying laws and regulations on fraud and cybercrime. The decentralized nature of the cryptocurrency and the lack of uniform global regulations make it difficult to pursue legal action against scammers. The pseudo-anonymous nature of cryptocurrency transactions complicates the identification of scammers. While blockchain technology offers transparency of transactions, connecting wallet addresses to real-world identities remains a challenge. Even when scammers are identified and apprehended, recovering stolen funds can be difficult. Cryptocurrencies transferred to offshore wallets or converted into other assets may be nearly impossible to trace and to return to the victims. Many countries are working on or have implemented stricter regulations on cryptocurrency exchanges and wallets, and including like KYC, Know Your Customer, and AML protocols to prevent scams, like the 6 AMLD directive and the Markets and Crypto Assets, known as MiCA, aims to stifle these crimes in the EU. And law enforcement agencies across jurisdictions are increasingly cooperating to combat cross-border cybercrimes, including pig butchering scams. Now, this includes sharing intelligence and best practices for tracking digital transactions tied to illegal activities. So governments, regulatory bodies, and private organizations are launching educational campaigns to raise awareness about the risks of online investment scams and how to recognize and avoid them. The development of advanced blockchain analytic tools such as AML bots helps to trace the flow of funds on the blockchain and identify suspicious activities. Now, these tools are increasingly used by exchanges, law enforcement, and regulatory agencies. Where possible, authorities are taking legal action against individuals and networks that are involved in pig butchering scams. They're including arrests, prosecutions, and in some cases, significant penalties, which are designed to serve as a deterrent. Despite these efforts, the evolving nature of the technology and the sophistication of scammers mean that the battle against pig butchering scams is ongoing. It requires continuous updates to the legal framework, technological tools, and public awareness strategies to effectively mitigate these threats. The conclusion is a call to action for increased awareness, and a caution in the cryptocurrency community is important. Reporting suspicious activity and collaborating with authorities to combat fraud are to encourage to help support victims, which is also a legal requirement in regulated jurisdictions. The purpose of this video is to support the education and vigilance in preventing victims from falling into similar scams. I'll finish off with a short real-life case study. It's called the Brooklinda, which can be found at brooklinda.org, and that's L-Y-N-D-A. The article highlights the Brooklyn District Attorney's virtual currency unit's successful disruption of a pig butchering operation that targeted people across the United States with fake cryptocurrency investments, which was resulting in significant losses. Victims were targeted online, convinced to invest into bogus cryptocurrency opportunities with the promises of high return. Victims would be then blocked from withdrawing their funds, resulting in significant financial losses. Sounds simple, doesn't it? The district attorney's office seized multiple web domains associated with the scam. The investigation revealed victims from various states and emphasized the challenges in prosecuting these global scams due to their international nature. The public was urged to exercise caution, skepticism, and due diligence when considering cryptocurrency scams. And the opportunities are out there. So, you know, we need to be very aware of this. You may see it a lot on social media sites. I'll leave you with one question. Does this change how you look at these cryptocurrency scams?